A Philadelphia police officer who shot a fleeing suspect in the back during a routine traffic stop will be fired for violating several departmental policies. Details from WHYY's Dana DeFilippo.
Officer Ryan Pownall was taking a family to the Special Victims Unit on June 8th when he saw David Jones illegally riding a dirt bike on a North Philadelphia street. He decided to stop him, and that was his first mistake, Police Commissioner Richard Ross says. An officer shouldn't detour from his assigned task. But Ross says Pownall made other mistakes. He didn't tell police radio he was stopping Jones. He failed to call for backup when he discovered Jones had a gun. And after Jones dropped his gun and ran away, the officer violated policy by shooting Jones, even though he no longer posed an immediate danger, Ross says.
We ask police officers to deal with dangerous situations that most people can neither appreciate nor understand. However, this does not relieve us of our responsibility to adhere to our policies and our training. And it does not mean that we shouldn't be held accountable for our actions.
Attorney David Radofsky says firing an officer for an on-duty shooting is very uncommon, both in Philadelphia and nationally. He applauds the move, but he cautions that police discipline often doesn't stick.
I think the police commissioner has made the right decision, but of course the officer can now, in effect, appeal that dismissal through an arbitration process in Pennsylvania. There are scores of officers who've been disciplined by the department, either with suspensions or dismissals for, in some cases, very egregious misconduct, who've been placed back on the force as a result of arbitration.
Jones's mother, Doretha Crosby, was happy Pownall will be fired, but she also wants him criminally charged.
It's good news. It's just half of the work is done. I just want them to do the rest of their job. I hope the general attorney do his job and arrest this cop. I want this cop arrested for murder. What he did, he murdered my son. He needed to be arrested for it.
A spokesman for State Attorney General Josh Shapiro says the investigation is ongoing. He declined to say when it will wrap up. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.